This week's Parsha Mishalach, after Kriyas Yamsuf, Klai Yisrael receives a mon and says in Perek Chazayim, Pasuk Hei, V'hoyo b'yom ha-shishi, Zerav Shabbos, V'chino es ha-shaviyu, they should prepare what they brought. V'hoyo mishno al shayalkatu yoyim yoyim. They receive double the amount of mon, Zerav Shabbos, the covered Shabbos, and they should bring it in and prepare it. So the Gemara on Shabbos, on Kuf Yud Zayin, on Beis, before Darshans, Omer Chizdo, Lo'olam Yashkim Odom Oitzor Shabbos. A person has to arise early to prepare for Shabbos. Shenema Lo'olam Yashishu V'chino Et Asher Reviyu. A person has to prepare what he brings in. Rashi explains the Trosho, because it says V'chino V'en Reviyu. And just like Reviyu, when they brought in the morning, the Pasuk says they brought in the morning, who are in the preparations, they also have to be in the morning. For the Beis Eisa brings down the Tanchuma, another way to explain the Trosho, says V'hoyo Eina Elam Yad. It means right away. The Shaila is, what is the get of the Chiyuvim on Erev Shabbos that a person has to do recover Shabbos before Shabbos? So first, this Gemara and Shabbos in Kuf Yud Zayin is brought down Lalocha and Siman Reish Nun. Yashkim Baboiker, a person has to rise early, V'yam Hashishi, Lahochim Tzarecher Shabbos. A person has to rise right away in the morning and take care of the Tzarecher Shabbos. Now when do they have to? It says Miyad. The Mishnah Berurah explains that first he's supposed to daven, and after you take Rishma and Tefillah, and afterwards Miyad, you should take care of the Tzarecher Shabbos. The Halacha says that's within the first 3 hours. Right away, you have to do the Tzarecher Shabbos in the first 3 hours. I mean, let's say davening L'chura ends usually close to this man. L'chura, I don't know if you should go to breakfast, but Mustami is supposed to prepare something right away. So, if you're married, it's very easy. There's a lot of things in the house to take care of. But Bachum, what is there to do? So, I heard Rav Meltzer say, he said, L'chol HaPachas, brush your hat. You have a hat, you always brush it on Shabbos, brush it on L'chol HaShabbos. Or the Kavach Chaim says, do Shnai Mikuv Echatagav, do it in the morning, L'chol HaShabbos. You can do that miyad, right away, L'chol HaShabbos. Let's say, the thing that you need for L'chol HaShabbos, if you wait for davening, by the time you come back, it'll be gone already. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that first you say Kriyas Shema. What? If you finish it, L'chol HaShabbos, finish the Tzibra for Shabbos. When? Erev Shabbos. Shnai Mikra is supposed to finish with the Tzibur Erev Shabbos. Kavachayim says, if a person has nothing to do when he's a master, then L'chol HaPachas says Shnai Mikra. That's enough of preparation. Usually the other things, especially if you live in a dira, there's always lots what to do to massage your room, take care of your things. But he says, if there's nothing to do, when someone takes you for Yisrochim, then Imam HaShem Master not some, L'chol HaPachas Shnai Mikra. But to weaken the work, Kaimik, Mamash, please clean your hat, the deal is Baruch Hashem, a lot what to take care of. And the Enechlami should maybe do what Ikka did to take care of the Tzarecher Shabbos, your real needs. This din of you should do it right away in the morning. The Mor Avram says it's a din deraisa. This pasuk is not stamen or smacht ba'alma. The Mor Avram and Reishin Aleph, the Kon Vav says it's deraisa. Prima Godim says it's deraisa. And the Be'alacha brings down both shitas, deraisa or deraisa. Let's say you need something for Shabbos, and you won't be able to get it after davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says that in a chlam you can get it before davening, as long as you say Kriyas Shema first, then you should go to the store and buy it, and then afterwards you should daven. Either the mice, you can't do anything before davening. No, because this is Chesed Shemaim. You take it, if you need to cover Shabbos, Chesed Shemaim, you'll do that before davening. A marshal in certain shchunas in Eretz Yisrael, the chal, they sell out very quickly in the morning. If you wait till after davening, you won't have any chalas. Well, let's say, strawberries, Bodek strawberries, they're hot items, they're hard. Sometimes it's hard, not always on the market. You have to buy them right away in the morning, and if not, you can do that before davening, and after davening, then you can go daven afterwards. So you have to do a miyad, something we cover Shabbos. This din, the Mechaba keeps on going, it says, even if you have a lot of avodim to take care of your needs, still a person is to take care of the Tzarecher Shabbos by himself. It's because you want a condition on them, Aleph, that Rav Chizda himself, he cut vegetables, or Rabbi Nabi Yosef, they cut wood. Rabbi Zeira, he is mad like the Eish. Shai Tshuva brings up from the Rizal. Any sweat that you sweat with covered Shabbos is going to take away your avoinus. Just like tears take away avoinus food, and any sweat you do with covered Shabbos takes away your avoinus. And the person should, mama should be Oisik for the covered Shabbos. This din is, myself, any person choshev, who can tie him, it's ain't l'chi kvaydei. It's not for me to do it. And God will cover the Briyas Adaycha or anything. Cover the Briyas Adaycha even a lot. The Chorah is never covered it. Why should a person do it? So the Be'alacha explains Peshav the Mechaber. He says, Kizehu Kvoidish Mechaber the Shabbos. The fact that someone goes and sweeps the floor or chops wood, that itself is giving cover to Shabbos. since it's a mitzvah and it's nikkur that you're doing a mekavet Shabbos, therefore that itself is covered. It's not pshat, it's a bezoin for you to do it. Since it's nikkur and it's a tzarech mitzvah, therefore every person, no matter who you are and what you are, a person should try to do something covered Shabbos, because that's gubay his covered to mechavet the Shabbos. There are other inyanim, the geya to erev Shabbos, the covered Shabbos. The inyan of covered Shabbos, besides the chinu is nikkur and inyan of covered. And covered is the pasuk in Yeshayahu. It says the class of the Shabbos oiling the kaddish Hashem mechubah. The person has to make Shabbos covered. And we just go through the inyanim, the kama halachas, the inyan covered Shabbos negate to erev Shabbos. The second halacha is interesting. Again, the halacha is shnayim mikra vechatargum. Lechatchila, the Mishnah says you should finish it erev Shabbos. You should not wait till Shabbos. Lechatchila, not leil Shabbos. Lechatchila, finish it erev Shabbos. He says you can start from the mincha of Shabbos the week before, lechatchila finish the erev Shabbos, and if you don't finish the erev Shabbos, then you can do it till Shabbos morning before you go to Beis Knesset. You should say Shnayim Mikra Vechatargum. A third halacha to get erev Shabbos is the Mishnah Berurah brings down twice, once a Reish Nun and once a Reish Samach Beis. The person has to yesh lachmos kora akfish shekoyin spin webs. The person has to clean out the spider webs. Brings down twice, once from the Eli Rabba, once from Mogen Avraham. Special Indian to clean out spider webs. The Kavachayim brings it down from the Rizal. It's a soy, it's a big Indian. So if you have spider webs, Baruch Hashem, usually we don't. But if you do, there's a special Indian in halacha to clean out the spider webs to cover Shabbos. A fourth halacha, which is the Chor and Nichol, and it's Indian spider webs, Shartin explains, is the Sakim base. So you have to be Sakim your house to cover Shabbos. The Chabad, the Tzimri Reisamach base says, to cover Shabbos, you have to make sure it's in order, put everything in place, make sure everything is done correctly. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that you have dust in the house, you have offer, you should take a broom and sweep. And in the Dira, usually the guys rotate to do sponge, but everyone in their own section, in their own Dira, everyone has to make sure that their bed is made, they brought down the Mechaber, their shoes are under the bed, everything is in order, everything is organized, everything is in place. And to take care of the Dira, to make sure it's a covered Shabbos, like a Malcolm Comedy house, or your parents come to visiting, you know, we have to make sure it's clean. Who didn't even... Even the Shabbos and Malka also you have to make sure it's clean. Nochadin, besides you have to make everything in order, is the Mechaber and Reish Samach Beis says you have to set the table. You have to also put a tablecloth. The halacha says not lapped after the tablecloth in the kitchen where you eat, but any single table you have in the dira, most guys have desks in the room, and you should put a tablecloth in any desk you have that you use. Any single desk, put a tablecloth on it. Make sure it's mesudan and set for Shabbos. The Chushukhan says you do it as close to Shabbos as possible, to make it nikkur for covered Shabbos. But again, this is another thing you have to do for covered Shabbos.
In the morning.
Early in the morning, you have to do at least one thing. This one thing is also get up covered. But
that's nikkur
Shabbos? In the morning is also nikkur. Anything on Friday is nikkur for Shabbos.
The question is,
do
you have to make
a Shabbos
start in the morning?
So the Kavachan says you make it, but the Bera Hetiv and Reish Behe says you should do it after Chatzai, Shabbos, make a Rechatagim. Kind of says it after Chatzos. Mishavu doesn't say it. He says after Chatzos. Doesn't say why. I think he's calling in the Rizal, if I remember. But in Kavachayim says Mekayim is the lachos of Miyad. Nochadin. The Gro. Mishavu brings down the Gro sheet was every single day. But as long as he says as long as finished before Shabbos, it's Mekayim is the lachos of Shemek Vatagim. What? Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that he finished erev Shabbos. Maybe he did mincha. Maybe he could start from mincha. No, the mincha of the Shabbos beforehand. The mincha Shabbos beforehand, and then it could be the double. But I think he brings down that Gro held also finished before Shabbos in Reish Behei. Another halacha, a sixth halacha of the covered Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Nun that a person brings down from the Svarim Yahara b'tshuva yifashvish b'maisav. A person has to do tshuva with covered Shabbos. Every Shabbos, whatever things he did, if he did do anything wrong during the week, he's do tshuva. It's not nice to come to Shabbos, he's greeting the Kala or Malchus, and in the Kamar of Avoinus, he's begotten our Meshucharis from Avoinus. Therefore, a person should do tshuva to cover Shabbos. The seventh halacha is brought down to cover Shabbos in Reish Mem Beis, that a person should make chalas on Erev Shabbos. The Makor is the Dr. Moshe says in Tov Reish Gimel, he says that the Makor is one of the ten takons that Ezra was Mesakin. It's brought down about the Kama Pei Beis, that one of the ten takonos is that women should arise, wake up early, and make challahs for covered Shabbos. The Das Torah, the Masham, and the Reish Mem Beis bring it down from the Yerushalmi, that Ezra's Mesakin, you have to make challahs for covered Shabbos. The Bi Alacha says a remnant, he says, Nichol the Pasuk, Vaya Bi Mashishi Bechinu Asher Viu, this Pasuk you should prepare, and the Pasuk later on says, as to offer, whatever you're going to bake, you should bake beforehand. Therefore, that's a remnant, you should make it, Le'ekovet Shabbos to make Chalas. The Amor, Dr. Moshe says, Ve'in L'shanas, this meaning, you should not change, and everyone should make Chalas. Bi Alacha brings down, that the Olam Hazer, with Man Hazer, Olam HaMekel, they buy Chalas from the stores, and he says, the fact that they do it, La'av Shafa Avdi, that's not correct. Every single person, so a lot of people do make challahs, America, all the stores are full of people buying challahs, like Mr. Shabu, it's incorrect, persons to do it, it's the one that Takonis, that Ve'im L'shanas, like Ramo, it's the one that Takonis of Ezra, and it could be the reason why the Olam is Mekel, because people are so busy in Torah, and L'chura, Al Shalom Bayis, or any other reason L'chura can be Mekel, but again, the Ramos is Ein L'shanas, and Mr. Shabu is Rav Shabu of it. What about Bachrim? Do they have to make challahs? Let them try to make challahs. So if you're looking at the Takonis, what? Yeah. But the Makar, the documentation of the Makar is from the Tetekonos, the Lashon HaGemara is that Noshim, the Tetekonos put upon Noshim, they have to wake up early to make Chalas. So Bachim, or the men don't have to. Specifically on the women, and they should take Chalas from it, the Mishabu explains, because they took away the Chalas Shal Olam, but it's a Tetekonos specifically on women. In the 8th Halacha, Negev to Erev Shabbos, brought down the Resh Nun, the Mishnah Berurah, is that anything that a person makes to cover Shabbos, any food, a person should taste it. A person should taste anything to cover Shabbos. What's the reason? So the Mishnah Berurah says, to make sure it tastes correctly. So therefore, if it's not your job to taste it, let's say the mother usually makes it, or your wife makes it, or the cook in Yeshiva, not come into the cook and tell him, let me taste it, I'll put more salt. He tastes it, and if not, you won't have to taste it, because he already did it. And his achrayis, it's not your achrayis. However, the Shartzian brings down a second reason why you have to taste it. He said, the etzem atahima hi mitzvah. Tasting it in it of itself is a mitzvah, and therefore you should go around, people are machmir to taste, a big taste, to taste the Kavod Shabbos, every single thing. The Mishabur even finishes off, not only mitzvah and Erev Shabbos to taste everything, but on Shabbos itself, you go to eat by someone's house, use a mitzvah to taste everything in the Kavod Shabbos. Everything they serve to you is a mitzvah to taste, and it brings down the pasuk, everything that you have on the table, lechlechu if you don't like it, and about it, there's no inin to mitzvah yourself, but the Mishavua says in Reshvim Beis, if you don't like the food, don't eat it. But if not, you should at least the whole pachas taste it, and the kind of mitzvah of a taimel and chayim zohu. Another halacha in Achilo is that there's one of the ten colors of Ezra. That's called Mashal Mabayis to say. If he gives you something, you have to take. Especially if he tells you. If he doesn't tell you, puts it in the front, but still there's a mitzvah to taste everything. Another law on Erev Shabbos is that the one of the ten tekanos in the Daf Bei Beis Kama is the mitzvah la'achol shum b'Erev Shabbos. The mitzvah to eat shum in Erev Shabbos. And the Gemara says the reason is negated only to married people. However, the Goyin, the Maaserav, says sai married people and sai bachim should eat shum. As brought down the Stifler also in his bias, he's machmir not only should married people, but even bachim should eat garlic Erev Shabbos. The Mishabur brings down Erev Shabbos, Oilel Shabbos, Mozlos Erev Shabbos. Yom Shlomis says both. And Mishabur and Reish Pei Hei also says, Reish Pei says, Sai Erev Shabbos, Oilel Shabbos. Now what type of garlic is there to eat? That everyone should eat any bakar. So if it's raw, so besides it's not nice, but Omel Chaveroi, it smells. But the Oiz of the Seva Chasidim, it's Mazikyu. It's Mazikyu. So he says, what should you eat? You should eat something to sleep, to roast it. So the Prima Godim and Reish Pei is Mesupik. What about mavushal, if it's cooked? Most times we have things mavushal. Very few people have anything to sleep. In the Suffolk, in the Shabur, we down l'alacha, mitzvah l'echol shum erev Shabbos, he says, rak shum tzloyim. It has to be roasted. If it has to be roasted, I don't see, come on, anyone the kind this takana roasted. Oh, because you look, most people are not the kind that got what? Yeah. How is the feel?
You say that's one of the condiments of serving chicken
roasted. Why is it roasted? Yeah, that how is it? Okay, if a fear is a sleeve, if a fear is the same thing in economy. If a fear and sleeve are the same thing in economy. However, Gemara is lost in Erev Shabbos. The Amshlomi says, someone is lost in Erev Shabbos. The Gemara Ksubat Adal says, should be both Erev Shabbos. It means Lel Shabbos. So the Amshlomi says both. And Mishabur brings down Lel Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. Either one. So again, eating Shum. So he says only Tzli. However, the Goyim, when he brings down the Halacha, he said specifically Mevushal, the Kavachayim said Mevushal, Machit Rav said Mevushal, and the Oilam, and Lechur, especially if you have chicken, and usually, if it's barbecue, you have to know what that is, that's Lechur Tzli. But if you have things that are cooked, or Mevushal, that even you kind of the Tekonon of the Goyim and others. Now, how much Shum do you have to eat? Lashon of the Gemara, Mitzvah Echol Shum Be'er Shabbos, Ein Achilu Pops Mekazayis. So it's a Dov Schwartzman. First start laughing at me. Then he told me, no, it does not mean that. The Avadi can eat a little bit. So it's, what about spices? Laughing at spices. They're spice, garlicky. So no, the Lashon Achilu, Mustamma, Kamla, Apuke, Timo, has to be pieces, but not kazayis. Can't be spices, not kazayis, it has to be pieces. So if you have, let's say, chicken with garlic has pieces on it, in kind of mitzvah, or in our house you have fish with the garlic on it, in kind of mitzvah, different things. No, he said he can kind of listen to the
Kazayis. Why shouldn't
he
have to have
that? Why shouldn't he? He told me not. It could be because the Etzem is Mishle Melech and Psachim, it says Achil doesn't mean Kazayis. Achil means the Mashu. Chomei and Kazayis. Machol is what Achil means. Well, especially by Tekono, it could be the Chomel used at Lashon, you have to know the Chomel means. Even Achil, the people should Mishle Melech and say that they're Reiso, it means the Mashu, and the Chomel made a Kazayis. But that's what he told me. Why? The oil still is not like that way. Nachala. Right, that's what he told me. That's what the Baruch Schwarzman told me. It's not good enough. Another halacha in the gate of food Erev Shabbos is that when there are a lot of things that have to be opened. So you let open them up on Shabbos, the Moshe, Megus Moshe, Chaim, Kalik Aleph, Simon Kukhov Aleph, is 10 anathim, is marach in the case of tuna fish cans. He says, why it's mutter to open on Shabbos? No problem, he's 10 anathim. However, at the end, he says that even though Mekadin is mutter, but still, since Bizmanazev, Netorim, Mu'atim, and people won't know the difference, therefore, nothing is allowed to be opened up on Shabbos. Nothing. Because people won't know the difference. Why are you allowed to open up a soda bottle? No, you can't open up a container of milk. What's the difference? First, you open up a soda bottle. Why can there milk? Why should there be a chiyopatis? What's the chiluk between the two? And if Moshe asks his open anything, he makes his own gezeirah. He says, even if you need this thing because of Shabbos, you're not open up on Shabbos. He says, however, let's say you have orchim, or you have a chasna, and a lot of people buy you, and it can be mavoyish, it's a busha, then he says, then do it alidei goy, or a talmud chacham b'tzino. But chutz means that if it's not going to be a busha, or you're not Talmud Chacham and you can't find a guy, you're not allowed to open up Shabbos. That people with Tzarek, you're not allowed to. Nifra Moshe holds that a person has to open up everything before Shabbos. And says that's Kufa Nichol Negev of covered Shabbos. That itself, the fact that you can't open on Shabbos, that itself is covered Shabbos. You open up before Shabbos. I heard Rav Berkowitz say this from Moshe's Gzeirah is not Makubal. Well, Rav Berkowitz lives in the Eretz Yisrael, he said that Makubal doesn't know anyone who does it. However, I heard from different places in America, especially that told Midim HaMoshe, they do it, they themselves, they tell people to do it. And the Shemir Shabbos, in fact, he says, certainly in the Chachilah, you should open up everything before Shabbos, and the Chamed Shloiman, Chalik Beis, in the Chaf, also at the end of the Tshuva, specifically, you should open up, the Chachilah, you should open up everything before Shabbos. Another lach in the Erev Shabbos, they should do the Kavod Shabbos, and Simon Reishnun, the Ramah says, Yesh Lahashkes HaSakin, you should sharpen the knives, the Kavod Shabbos. Al Sholom Bayis. And the Beis Yosef brings down from the Rabbeinu Yoino, the Makor is, the Pasuk says, V'chinu S. You should appear S. What's S? So being the Pasuk Yishai, the word Aleph Tov Yud Mem, Yitim is a lashon of a spade, or a lashon of a knife. So V'chinu S means the knives. You have to sharpen the knives to cover Shabbos. Chub is manazeh, our knives don't need to be sharpened, they're naturally sharpened. And her Berkowitz also say that our knives, Be'etzim, don't need to be sharpened because they are that way. However, again, those knives you have happen not be sharpened at all. In Echnami, you have a tekono that you should have a chiv kovet Shabbos to sharpen them erev Shabbos. Another din erev Shabbos in Simon Reis Samach is brought down that a person should cut the nails to cover Shabbos. Cut the nails. The Mishabura brings down you should not cut them on Yom Hei on Thursday because they start going back on Shabbos. What does that mean? So the Eli Rabbah explains. Because the kilkel comes back on Shabbos. So after Eli Rabbah, therefore, not after Thursday, shouldn't even Wednesday and Tuesday and Monday and Sunday. Since you have the kilkel still on Shabbos, you should never cut except Friday. Master Shekel seems to know that this is specifically on Thursday not to cut, because the B'zayin starts growing back on that day. However, the Prima Godim and the Mishavuot Mekorz Ali Rabba, the Eirei Chanami, you should not cut your nails only on Erev Shabbos. When you cut your nails on Erev Shabbos, you should not cut your toenails and fingernails on the same day, says the Mishnah Berurah. The toenails, he says, you cut on Thursday, and your fingernails on Friday. So, the way... If the kilt comes back, so the reason why you're cutting your toenails to cover... The way I understood it, I heard it also that when you're cutting your toenails, it's not a cover Shabbos. No such thing as a cover Shabbos for toenails. Because all looks at it, it's not beauty, it's not your feet. There's no such thing. So you're cutting it because you just want to cut. So, what?
You don't have to
adapt to. No, people look at your shoes. People look. So therefore, cutting nails itself are not for yoyki. That's just convenience. You do it on Thursday as close as possible. There's no isser. The halacha is you're allowed to do anything halacha you want during the week, even to go to cause it on Shabbos. However, specifically nails, we don't do it because we try to make it the we should try to do the cover Shabbos. When you cut your nails, the Ramah says you should start first in your left hand, and you should do every other one. If you just start with this finger, it's very simple. This, and keep jumping every other one. That's what Ramah says how you're supposed to do it. You should not do it in the same order, because I think it's a zeich v'miso. We should do it in every other one. This isn't cutting your nails. Our chashuchah mingzani should do it after chatzos. You should do it after close as possible to Shabbos to make a nikkur during your recovered Shabbos. After cutting your nails, another halacha is to cut your hair. Brought down in the seminary samach. If you need to take a haircut, I don't know if you have to, or guys usually shave. You should shave after Shabbos, recovered Shabbos. Even though some say you should shave recovered Shabbos after Shabbos. Of a halacha, at least to look nice, that's prettiness, you should at least cut your hair, recover Shabbos and Erev Shabbos. Also, the Aruch Shulchan says it should be done as close as possible to Shabbos, and if you're allowed to do it on Yom Hei or not, the Behari to begin on Machloikis, if you're allowed to do it on Thursday, begin on Machloikis, if you're allowed to do it on Thursday. But again, the Aruch Shulchan says as close as possible to Shabbos is more nicker, it's more of a mitzvah, it's more of a covered Shabbos. After you cut your nails, after you cut your hair, then you should go take a shower. So it's put down in the Reis HaMechal that you shouldn't do it afterwards. The reason was Machbid. However, the Mishavur comes out that you're allowed to do it afterwards for two reasons. One is because anything covered Shabbos, you're allowed to do after Chatzos. Even though Malachin, I'll do Erev Shabbos, but the covered Shabbos, you're allowed to do after Chatzos. And the other reason, because you're not doing it before Mincha, first of all, without Mincha is not a problem. Even if you don't, you know, Mishavur pass like Ramah, that since we have, especially, it's all the siren going off, you have a whistle going off, that calls you to shul, that stops you taking a haircut, therefore there's no problem doing taking a haircut. That's during every day. That's every day, and that's Dafka Pacific Din of Mincha, and we hold that's only it's a din every day. And again, Al Mincha. Again, we hold no problem Al Mincha because we have a whistle going off especially on Shabbos, or if you stop before Mincha Gedai, also my mom says not a problem.
So this is Dafka in the Zohar.
This is how the Aruch Shulchan means now. Yeah,
this
order. Afterwards you do chitz, afterwards you should wash yourself. I'm trying to say everything in order, even though, except for Shnai Mikra, I think everything else is set in order. Afterwards you should wash yourself for Kavod Shabbos. How should you wash yourself? So the Amal and Reis Samach says you should wash your whole entire guf. If you can't wash your whole entire guf, you should at least wash your face and your hands. You should wash yourself in hot water. In hot water. And when should you wash yourself? The Amal says you should wash yourself as close as possible to Shabbos. So therefore, the Olam seems to have a minute to Mamash Rosh in the last moment, and Mamash Mekayim this Yomor. But the Lamaise of Mishavuah, the Cholof, you should not, maybe the Chilu Shabbos, even some Chilu Shabbos, you should do it with enough time, it won't be Chilu Shabbos, but as close as possible, Zok Yomor, to Shabbos. So again, you have to have hot water. The Be'alach and Mesubik, what about lukewarm? Lukewarm water is Mesubik, you can't the mitzvah of Rechitza, and if it's cold, he says, certainly not Mekayim the mitzvah of Rechitza. So the Lachur and the Dira, Lav Gais, not too much hot water. So even though you should try to take as close as possible to Shabbos, out to cover Shabbos, but there's a mitzvah of chitza, and you have to take without water, you should try to then take one of the earlier ones and get that water inside. Because lukewarm, again, we are locked in the sofa by psarachin by lukewarm water. Of course, more important to get the hot water, but... Yeah, Dr. Shmack, lukewarm is not bad. What? Because more nikkel cover Shabbos, that's basically close as possible. Oh, why hot? That's what it says. The Gemara, Shabbos, Rabbi Eloi, hot water. No, it says specifically hot. The mitzvah of chitz is specifically hot. It could be.
Mitzvah.
Yes. So we got to get there. But again, so there's a mitzvah specifically for hot water, and therefore l'chor it's better to have hot water than to do as close as possible to Shabbos. This in the mechitzah upon the yodah, the mechaber says, you have to wash your heel also with hot water. Now, then the mikvah, the chasholcha brings it down in the simon reish mem beis. The Mishmurah brings it down by Hilchos Tisha B'Av. This Indian of going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, Mekor is the Rizal, to Matara Tzatzmoy, Lekovet Shabbos, and everyone brings it down. The Shalos, if you have to do it, that not, but he brings down this Indian, this big Indian, that you should go to the mikvah Lekovet Shabbos. Also, you should do it, the Shevet Alevi says you should go to the mikvah after you do a chitzo, and he says, Lechadchilo, you should not take a shower afterwards. Lechadchilo, you shouldn't. Yeah, back tomorrow on Shabbos. Even though Mekka did a Piskachu, being down Mekka didn't allow to, but Lechadchilo you shouldn't. Even though someone, I heard Melissa say that someone saw of Shlomo Zalman that he himself took a shower afterwards.
I heard even last year he was in the
Tulsa situation. So, Shlomo Zalman. He himself said he did it. Someone asked him why. He says, before that, he took one before one afterwards. He said, before he did, not to Mazik others. Afterwards, he did, because no one kept the Nizik from
one.
Right. That's what he did. Because Mekka didn't even my Noshim, my holy the Paiskim, if you have to be Machmer. But here, Mekka didn't bet me allowed to. Shevet Alevi is put on the Piskei Tshuva over here that you shouldn't, Lechatchila you shouldn't, but I think the Olam does. When I go to Mekka, I see the Olam does take a shower afterwards. What? Okay. So, some people will call the Bachas. They take a shower before and afterwards. And that's the Mikvah. Another din, Erev Shabbos, after you go to Mikvah, Zot the Ramah, Miyad, after Sherachat, you should get dressed. Right away, you get dressed in what? The Big Day Shabbos. Now, what is Big Day Shabbos? So there's a Gemara in the Kufi Gimel and Shabbos. Gemara is a special Jerusha for Begodim and Shabbos. A posuk Yishayi v'chibadetoy shloim abu shekel shal Shabbos kum abu shekel shal kol. Your clothing of during the week should not be the same ones you use for Shabbos. You switch everything. The brought down the Ma'aser Rav. The Goyim switch everything from his mamish from his feet to his head. Switch all his clothing. Mishmur brings down toyv shlo yilbash b'chol b'Shabbos b'komash shlovash b'chol afilu cholok even your undershirt. The undershirt you wear during the week is switched to cover Shabbos. So it goes on saying that also if it's shaykh to have a miuchadik talis to cover Shabbos, and the Archa Shulchan brings down a reish ben beish to have a talis miuchad for Shabbos, and they bring down machlokes the poiskim if you have to have shoes, bring out shoes, machlokes the poiskim if you have to have a shoes to cover Shabbos specifically for Shabbos. But all these lashonis and the lashon of the mechaber, it sounds like you should have begodim norm for Shabbos specifically. That means you should have begodim miyuchad for Shabbos. All begodim miyuchad for Shabbos. Sounds like even afil cholok, even your underwear, you should have miyuchad for Shabbos.
Miyuchad.
That's what it sounds like. But the poskim and the lashon of the what?
The
mark of the begodim over here when he brings down the salach and the reis hamach beis, he brings down. It says the magavon kamat says it before. Magavon says. V'toy shlo yilbash b'chol ma'shlovish b'Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says, whatever you wear on Shabbos, you should not wear during the week. He says vice versa. That means, let's say Shabbos is over. He says, afilu cholok, even your undershirt, vice versa. That means anything you wear on Shabbos, he says, you should not wear Sunday. Go to Yeshiva Sunday, you should wear the same undershirt. He said, afilu cholok, mufosh Magen Avraham. And your shirt, your pants, should be miyuchad for Shabbos, you shouldn't wear them on Shabbos. Mishbu, he brings down that your big day Shabbos, you should wear ad ach Avdolo, until Avdolo. That's it. However, the Peskei Tshuva brings down others who say Tumlav Malka, Afmav Malka, and brings down the Chumash Hadeshen that his minig was until he went to sleep. But certainly Sunday, when people are still wearing the Big Day Shabbos, looks like sometimes they slept in it, sometimes it's not, but they're still wearing the Big Day Shabbos, the Chura is before Shemal Gavram, who says you should not wear it. You should not wear it to be Miyuchad for Shabbos, and you should not wear it on Sunday. On Shabbos, the three Shitas, again, either Abdullah, Mlav Malka, or the minig like the Chumash Hadeshen seems to be until you go to sleep. Yeah. What else? Look, you say, if it's still clean, you have to have a clean shirt to cover Shabbos, one that covers Ezra. So if it's still clean, if it's clean, I heard Rabbi Burke would say, if it's clean, you can wear it next week also. Not a problem. Sunday, it's not Miyuchad for Shabbos anymore. You have to be Miyuchad to cover Shabbos. In fact, you're wearing it on Sunday, it shows. If you have to wear something, you have to wear something. It's all you have. But it's a toy. The person is good to have something miyuchad to Shabbos. This in also that your clothing should be nice. So I saw Shabbos. The oil says specifically for food. Fighting, right? And we have a farm, Grumlat, and Chelik Alos, and Rish Peivov, he says specifically also wooden, anything, clothing, and anything, says the Kovach Shabbos, not after food. And it's brought down the Shemir Shabbos, Ephraim Grumlat, and we have a farm. He's from Memphis. Memphis, he has 9 volumes, I think. But it's brought down also Shemir Shabbos, he brings down the River Ephraim, in Parak Membeis, he brings down that this Indian, they should have, again, anything is Nichol Netzar Shabbos, anything. This Indian also, your clothing should be neat and clean with Kovach Shabbos. He brings down, interesting, the Sefer Chassidim, he brings down the Sefer Chassidim, the Mishnah Berurah, that when you take a child on your lap, you should not take a child on your lap on Shabbos. Well, it'll get you dirty. Let's put an apron in the bib. Anyone, you shouldn't take your lap. See, you know, you're supposed to, even yourself, you're in nature to eat and to get all over you, he says. Interesting, you have to call the Sefer Chassidim to say such a thing. They swear, it's partially, you have to wear something to protect yourself. If you need to, it shouldn't get dirty. You shouldn't get yourself dirty on Shabbos. You have to be, you've got a mechubedik for Shabbos. Mechubedik. Shmir Shabbos brings down that, let's say you take a shower, let's say earlier, also because you want hot water, then right away you have to get dressed in Big Day Shabbos. That's what the Rambam says.
Right away.
Right after you take a shower. Whenever you take the shower, even if you take it in the morning, you have to put on Big Day Shabbos. That's it. Yeah. It's a miyad ashuk, right away. That's what it says, the most of the have to do that. However, he says, maybe the reason why the Oyelam doesn't do by the next book is Shemir Shabbos says, let's say after you get clean Shabbos clothing, you have to clean up your house or just punch the deer, you get it all dirty, or you get schwitzig, or after you go in the mikvah, you get all sweated up, you don't cool down until after you get. Another halacha in the gate Erev Shabbos is the Indian that a person has to light Neiros for Kovach Shabbos. So Neiros was Bekitzer, Erev Bekitzer. Neiros, the first of three in Yonim, the Indian of Kovach Shabbos, that should be nice, Oynik Shabbos, and Shalom, and also Shalom Bayis. Now, this is the gate, what's the gate for Bochum, for Iker? So first, if you stay in your parents' house, and you sleep there, you eat there, you're Mekayim with your parents. Your parents can light for you. Let's say your mother goes away, your father lights, your father goes away, then you should light. That's what you're saying by your parents. But let's say you go to a guest house, to a friend's house, to sleep there and eat there. So again, Mishnah Berurah and Avoisha, they both say that if you're sleeping and eating there, you consider the Tzemach HaShulchan of that person.
Amen.
So that you stay home, hopefully.
Okay,
your parents, so that Me'ikra Din, Mishnah Berurah says, Me'ikra Din, you have to light where you go, where you're sleeping. However, the minig is not to do light, and they have to have a mind not to mekayim the stam das, not to mekayim the mitzvah with the balas bayis. And they want to have their own oinig, they should not light together, but that's else marriage. But as meikah did, if you want to mekayim with the balabas, you don't have to light with your own, you sleep and eat by someone else's house. Let's say in yeshiva, and you're going to eat in yeshiva, and you're going to sleep in the dira. So if you eat, again, if you're in yeshiva and you can sleep in the dira, or sleep in yeshiva, it's machlok, it's a paiskim, but the brought down the Sefer Kovach Oinik Shabbos, and he's bicker like a Moshe that says that lighting in yeshiva is not considered if you're an oruch there and you have to mishtape, you have to pay money for it. If sitting in yeshiva is all one big shutfis, and one person can light for everybody, and the person in the dira, he should leave on at least a light, al shalom bayis, but he's mekayim them, but even if he lights in the dira, he should not make a bracha. Because the person in the dining room is mekayimit for you. What about if you go, you eat, let's say you sleep in the dira, and you go to the stolen, and they come and invite you, and you go eat by them. So again, there's a big man called the Paiskim, the Moshe, the Chashulchan says the minig is not to make a bracha, not to light. The Paiskim explain, because the place where you eat, you're soymech al shulchanai, the place where you eat, you're being soymech on their shulchan, even though they didn't have das for you, but if stam das, they plan to invite people, or even they don't plan, but they simply say soymech al shulchan, when you eat, you carry in the mitzvah. Therefore, you mekayim the mitzvah lock by that person's house, and when you, and the dira, you should hold office have a light on. But let's say, if you eat and sleep in the dira, you have to make a bracha. You have to light and make a bracha. Now, can you use electricity? So Moshe says you can use electricity. It's not nichol nekov oinik Shabbos. However, he says, well, have you light? Moshe is not giving you oinik because you have electricity on. So Moshe, the minig of Moshe and Rav Kamenetsky was, they shut the light, they put it on, and they lit neiros, and they had a bracha, they don't mind the both of them.
Didn't light before?
Huh? So Moshe, it seems that he did the light. The Sefer Kama Onik Shabbos said he did the light first and then he lit candles. And in the Yaakov Netzki, Emes Yaakov says I can't. So it could be Lav Dafki, the one. At first he lit and then they put the electricity. What? Fluorescent is after oinig, yes, because you should do the same. The problem is because the candles don't give you any oinig, so when you put on no fluorescent, that also gives you oinig. It's not like Abdullah, where Moshe holds now make, that's in the age specifically, Abdullah, Moshe holds, can make a bracha, not like that, the answer. But this is an oinig. Another halacha in the Shabbos, the 17th halacha, is that you have to prepare the psilis, the wicks to cover Shabbos. The Ramal brings down the end of the 7 days, Samach Dalit. The Chaznish is brought down in two places. Maybe the Lichas Bas Sol, the Sefer Kov, Oinik Shabbos. Chaznish says by candles you don't have to. There's no reason to prepare it. Mishabua seems to say that you do have to by candles. When I was a child, I used to try to do it for my mother to light it and put out the cinch to make it black to light, easier to light. And she didn't like it because it was the wick got much smaller and it's harder to light. It was much harder. But the reason it's hard to light is that a lot of there's no Indian to prepare it, cover Shabbos, make it easier to light if it's harder to light. Our candles don't have big wicks, so it's much easier to catch on. But when you catch on, it goes down, and then sure, there might be blackened, but it takes a while to catch, and it's much harder, for there would be no Indian Mekuliyama to prepare the Mekuvah Shabbos. In the 18th halakha Mekuvah Shabbos, that Erev Shabbos, a person should check his begad on Mekuvah Shabbos, that a half hour before Shabbos, the halakha says a half hour before Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to check his begad on Mekuvah Shabbos. He says, even that's especially in America where there is no Erev, even in Eretz Yisrael, there's an Erev, but holding out Muksa, you have to check your pockets because of Muksa. This is the mitzvah half hour beforehand. The Bialacha says, Mamash Samach Lachashaycha, right before Shabbos Mamash, there's a Chiv to check your pockets. You have a Chiv Mamash to check your pockets to make sure there's no Muksa where you're not carrying anything. Another Lacha, a 19th Lacha to cover Shabbos. We start off with the Hoyav Yom HaShishi, V'Yechino, you have to prepare yourself right away in the morning. So the Pasuk continues saying, V'Hoyav Mishnah, that they cobbled a second amount. The Mishnah Berurah exam Joshua by a Mishnah Kolaymash Yachinu Shemesh. You should prepare a second time, just like in the morning you have to prepare something. At the end, right before Shabbos, you have to prepare something also. Another special chiyuv of preparing right before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says when Ben Hashmoshes you should prepare. Now, if it's Ben Hashmoshes, most of us have mincha later on. Then we're in Shul Ben Hashmoshes. I don't know what there is to do in the Shul Ben Hashmoshes. I don't know what there is, or washing hands for davening. I'm not sure. But after the Sudha Shmir Shabbos says, the Be'er Shmoshes and the Mishabu is Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka means anything. Some of the Shabbos, if there's something right close to Shabbos, usually that's why you see all the married guys walking out with garbage, the garbage on the way to Shul. That's Mamash, the Kovet Shabbos, taking out the garbage. That's the minute it came from. Every single guy goes to Shul has a garbage in his hand. It's the Kovet Shabbos. Last, another halacha for Kolius is they bring down, the Mishabu brings down the Meshnur from the Zohar, that when you go buy something, the Kovet Shabbos, you should say, the Kovet Shabbos Kodesh. It's full of Kovet Shabbos. The Kavach Chaim said, not only when you buy it, even when you're walking to the store, you say, I'm walking the Kavach Shabbos. Void the Chavas Yor, the Kavach Chaim, says, when you take a shower, you should say, I'm taking a shower, the Kavach Shabbos. He says, also, when you put the begotten, say, I'm doing the Kavach Shabbos. The Kavach Chaim says, in Reis Hanuch Beis, that everything you do, you say, it's the Kavach Shabbos. The Ben Yoyno, also, in the end of Sefer Yira, says, anything you do with the Kavach Shabbos, you should think in your mind, have a mind to Mekayim the Kavach Shabbos. Besides in the Mekor of Mitzvah Tzuchus Kavonah, especially not the Mogad of Omer Sterei, so you should have Kavonah Mekayim Mitzvah. There's an Indian, a special Indian, the Mishavur says, that it makes a Pearl Habit B'Kedusha to say it's the Kavach Shabbos. So again, these are 20 things a person has to do on Erev Shabbos, the Kavach Shabbos. There are things a person not to do Erev Shabbos, not to Malacha, not to travel, not to send letters, not to rent different objects. That's a separate thing. These are all things what to do. The Kavod Shabbos, just as a couple of the 20 things. First, you have to do something right away in the morning. Right away, within the first 3 hours. Second thing, get rid of the spider webs. Third thing, you have to make sure your house, your interior, the silk is in order. Set the beds. Fourth thing is, you have to set the table. Put the tablecloths and everything in the house. Fifth thing is, you have to do tshuva. The sixth thing is that you have to prepare challis. If you're an Isha, you should make challis. That's one of the colors of Ezra, according to the Ramah. A seventh thing is, you have to taste everything in the Kavod Shabbos. Two different reasons, whether it's misakin it or stab the mitzvah etzem. Eighth thing is shum, that a goyin holds even a bakosh, you call it covered Shabbos. A ninth thing, the Moshe holds, is a chiyuv to open up things before Shabbos, that's good for covered Shabbos. A tenth thing is you have to sharpen a knife for covered Shabbos. 11th thing is you should assign a shnei mikvech etagrim, lechadchila erev Shabbos. 12th, cut your nails for covered Shabbos. 13th, if you have here that's long, you should call it covered Shabbos erev Shabbos. 14th, take a shower in hot water for covered Shabbos. 15th, if you have begodim, yuchel, the covered Shabbos, you put them on right after you take a shower. Begodim, a 16th thing is, 16th, the covered Shabbos, you have to light neiros. A 17th thing is, you should peer the sealers, the wicks, the covered Shabbos. 18th is, you have to check your begodim, you have any mukso, or you're carrying anything in the covered Shabbos. 19th is that you should prepare one thing again right before Shabbos, some for Shabbos, you have a chivachona again right before Shabbos. And 20th, the kol is anything you do with covered Shabbos, you say, is the covered Shabbos Kodesh. On the pasuk of Vahoyav Yom HaShishi V'Echinoi, over there is like a medrash like a ktoiv, Mi Shetorach V'Erev Shabbos, whoever's Torach on Erev Shabbos, Reichel B'Shabbos. He's going to eat on Shabbos. This medrash like a ktoiv is brought down similarly in the Gemara, the Vayit Zohar, and Daf Gimel, that the Goyim Taina, we want Schar, and Zohar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mi Shetorach B'Shabbos, Reichel B'Erev Shabbos. Whoever's not Torach B'Erev Shabbos, won't eat on Erev Shabbos. Won't eat on Shabbos. So we see how much important it is, because we have so many halachas, we have to Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos that we have once a week, Allah's kama v'kama, how much we have to do for the Shabbos, for the Yom Shekulei Shabbos, for the Aslavoi, that Kosh Baruch Hu tied with the going, they're not going to get tzchah, because they weren't making it on the Erev Shabbos in this world, so how much more so we have to appear for the next world. So he wants me to be zeich, the Mekai in the midst of a chon, a sight for this Shabbos, a sight for Yom Shekulei Shabbos.